from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. Time now for our continuing arts coverage of how culture creates community. You might be familiar with the 1958 Ritchie Valens hit song, La Bamba. You might not know that this song comes from a very old Mexican musical genre, the son jarocho. Today, that genre is transforming, inspired partly by a new generation of California musicians. Julie Kane of KALW has the story.
Hector Heck Dog Perez sits at a control panel that looks a little like it belongs at NASA headquarters. But instead of launching a rocket, he's setting off a bomb, Sistema Bomb. Sistema Bomb is a music project, and Perez is its creator. He's bringing an electronic sensibility to a traditional form of Mexican music, the son jarocho.
Son jarocho is a genre that comes from the region of Veracruz, which is a state in Mexico. It's a genre that has evolved over a few hundred years, but has its roots in African, Spanish, and indigenous music.
The city of Veracruz is one of the oldest ports in the Americas. It's where Hernan Cortes first landed on his conquest of Mexico back in the 1500s, and it became a gateway for slavery and colonization and trade. People from all over the world mixed together, and you can hear all those influences in the son jarocho sound. Perez first heard the music as a kid growing up in South L.A.
My parents are from Jalisco. I grew up listening to cumbia as well as son jarocho, as well as hip-hop, as well as reggae, classical music and jazz.
But as he got older, his interests shifted. He studied electronic music at UC Berkeley, went on to a gig at A&M Records, and founded his own production company, Music Orange. He makes music for commercial clients like Apple, Sony, and Yahoo. But it was a Los Lobos song, La Guacamaya, that took him back to his roots.
Pobrecita guacamaya, ay, que lastima me das, ay, que lastima me das, pobrecita guacamaya.
When I heard that song, that requinto that David Hidalgo was playing, I just wanted to know what that was.
Vuela, vuela, vuela.
The requinto is a melodic guitar, one of son jarocho's central instruments. And the sound of that guitar took Perez on a musical journey, one that melded tradition with technology and led to the creation of Sistema Bomb's first album, Electro Jarocho, a groundbreaking record that got nominated for a Grammy in 2013.
So this is the first layer we did with these percussion sounds.
Perez is now mixing a track for Sistema Bomb's second album, due out later this year. It's a traditional song from son jarocho veterans Mono Blanco called El Camotal. The Sistema Bomb version also features Afro-Latin jazz percussionist John Santos and Ozomatli's Azdru Sierra. But it's Perez's electronic palette that brings it to life.
So there is where it becomes Sistema Bomb.
But did the son jarocho actually need a jolt of electricity?
The audience for traditional son jarocho is limited, I think.
Marco Villalobos spent time in the studio during the making of Sistema Bomb's first record. He's producing a documentary film called Beyond La Bamba about son jarocho's roots.
It's not a radio thing. You're not going to get airplay, which is the cool thing about Sistema Bomb is that, whoa, like, look, there's, I think I've heard it on the radio.
The Sistema Bomb sound has caught on in the U.S. and in Mexico.
And what was surprising is that it was done by someone outside of Mexico. And so I've gotten so many comments by that, like, you know, where they were saying, wow, you made me see my own genre in a whole new way. And it's super cool and, you know, and you can rediscover the music.
Hector Perez says Sistema Bomb isn't about modernizing a traditional form.
It was simply a celebration of the genre through my lens.
He says it's a lens that brings audiences, new and old, to a sound that's been there all along.
Yo tenía mi camotal al pie de una hermosa cerca. Al pie de una hermosa cerca yo tenía mi camotal. Yo tenía mi camotal.
For KQED News, I'm Julie Kane.
And I'm Joshua Johnson. You'll find this and more stories from our series on culture and community online at kqed.org/arts.
Funding for KQED Arts is provided by the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation and the members of KQED.